primitive science of Darwin's day knew about none of this. Despite that, however, even Darwin realized the extraordinary design in the eye and confessed his despair in a letter he wrote to Asa Gray on April 3, 1860, in which he said, "The very thought of the eye makes me cold all over." The biochemical properties of the eye that have been discovered by modern science dealt a greater blow to Darwinism than Darwin could ever have imagined. The complete process of seeing that we have summarized in barest outline here is even more complex in its details. However, even this summary is enough to show what a glorious system has been created in our body. The reactions taking place in the eye are so complex and so finely tuned that it is quite unreasonable to think that these are a product of chance occurrences, as the theory of evolution claims. Michael Behe, a recognized professor of biochemistry, makes this comment on the chemistry of the eye and the theory of evolution in his book, Darwin's Black Box. It is longer enough for an evolutionary explanation of that power to consider only the anatomical structures of whole eyes, as Darwin did in the 19th century. Each of the anatomical steps and structures that Darwin thought were so simple actually involved staggeringly complicated biochemical processes that cannot be papered over with rhetoric. But, as we have seen, the theory of evolution is unable to account for a single system in a single living cell, much less explain life as a whole. Having utterly demolished the hypothesis that life is simple, science demonstrated to humanity a very important fact. Life is not the product of unplanned happenings. It is the result of a perfect creation. The perfect creation of a superior creator who brought life into being, who is God, the Lord of all the worlds. It is He who created both humans and all other living beings, and man is responsible to his Lord who created him. God reminds man of his truth in the Quran. It is He who has created hearing, sight, and hearts for you. What little thanks you show. They said, "Glory be to you. We have no knowledge except what you have taught us. You are the all-knowing, the all-wise."